A faint drizzle was in the air outside the Capitol Theater in Nelson on Wednesday, as hundreds of people poured out of the venue after saying a last goodbye to Constable Wade Tittimore, who died in an avalanche north of Caslow a little more than a week ago. Much like any other ceremony involving military or police, a piper blew, the notes bouncing off the walls at the police station across the street where Tittimore served in the past 4 years. Nelson Mayor Janice Morrison, clearly emotional after the ceremony, spoke to KCR News outside the service.
Oh, it was a beautiful ceremony recognizing an outstanding young man who was a father, a brother, obviously an officer here in the city of Nelson. I mean, his colleagues were here from Calgary. The words of the five people that spoke were so moving, and they were funny. You know, we had moments of laughter and moments of honesty and rawness. And I can't believe the words that those people found to say, because I think sometimes words are lost to us sometimes. And I think that they spoke so eloquently.
Yeah. So we see responders from all over here, it seems like. Do you have any idea of how many people you were in there and what?
The Capitol Theater was full to capacity. And I think that's just a reflection of what this young man, Wade, meant to so many people in so many communities that he has worked in his, you know, 43 years is a fairly short life, but he had a huge impact far beyond his years.
Yeah. In what way did you were there any anecdotes that stuck during this time?
There was so many funny stories of his colleagues working with him, but the thing that shone through for me was the fact that he was honest and that he lived today. He lived the moment. And that's what we all really need to reflect on, is that to be in the moment and live life every day as well and as positively as we can.
Nelson's police chief, Donovan Fisher, said the day was an opportunity to reminisce about Tittimore, who he says was more than just a skilled officer.
You know, it was very true to Wade's spirit. I mean, obviously it's a sad occasion in a lot of respects. There were some sad moments, some touching moments, but there was a lot of levity, a lot of humor with it too. Wade was one of our office pranksters, but definitely in a positive way. He kept everybody going. He kept it light. Everybody loved working with him. So, you know, it was nice that we could put that spin on this celebration of life and the final farewell to him.
I saw guitar coming out there. There was some performances and some anecdotes, I imagine, too. Was there anything that stuck with you from the ceremony and the things that you reminisced about together here today?
No guitar playing today, but he was an avid guitar player as well, so he played in the office a lot of evenings and afternoons and stuff. He played a lot with his sons, so it was, you know, kind of a touching sentiment to have the guitar there. We also posthumously promoted him to detective because he was next kind of in line to go to the GIS, the detective's position in the department, and he'd worked very hard at that. And he was a very skilled and dedicated officer, so we thought it was only fitting that we were able to promote him today to the rank of detective and present that to his family.
It's been a little more than a week now. What has the vibe been in the office since this very tragic thing happened? How are you, how's your department colleagues, how's the talk in the hallways?
Good, a lot of reminiscing, a lot of laughs, a lot of fun times, much like the service. Interspaced with some sad moments and some tears. But again, it was just, you know, I think everybody's realizing what a pleasure it was to work with them and that we were all very fortunate to have worked with them over the years. And they're choosing to focus on that. So I think it's going to continue like that. I have no doubt there's going to be some hard days ahead still, but I think people will just remember the good times.
I appreciate that today has been a day for reminiscing and sort of celebrating the person, Wade. Still, you have a police department and you have a city to police and to uphold public safety. Could you just give us a brief idea of what this week has been like in terms of figuring out the logistics and talking with, I know RCMP covered some of your shifts. Where's everything standing now?
Yeah, so the RCMP have been very gracious, very helpful with us covering off the shifts. So the members could take some time to grieve, but also take some time to support the families, do the planning for the service today, connect with anybody in the community that needed it. But the RCMP are finishing off their shifts today, and we'll be taking back over our role in the city tomorrow. Again, we have some professional help standing by. Vancouver Police Department's CISM team is still here helping us out, and are going to stick around today just to make sure everybody's in a good headspace. But I think everybody's looking forward to getting back to work and getting back to work in Wade's memory, doing the job that he loved.
Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.